Well, good morning. If we'll have all the kids come up, if we have any. I don't think we have any kids anymore. They're all young adults. Good morning. All right. Do you remember what we read last week? Yeah, good. I don't. My memory's gone. Yeah. So, last week, we were talking about what the children of Israel did in Egypt. So, how did the Lord lead the children of Israel through the wilderness? That's right. By a pillar of cloud by the day and by a pillar of fire at night. How does God lead his people today? That's correct. Through the Bible and the Holy Spirit. All right. We're going to be reading in Exodus 14, 5 through 16, if anybody would like to follow along. We'll go through the questions first. What did Pharaoh do after he had let Israel go? What did the children of Israel do when they saw Pharaoh drawing near? And what did Moses tell Israel to do? All right. Exodus 14, 5 through 16. Let's see. Now it was told to the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, "Why have you done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" So he made ready his chariots and took his people with him. Also he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the hearts of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots, Pharaoh, his horsemen, and his armies, and overtook them, camping by the sea, besides Phi-Hahiroth, before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid. The children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, "Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, 'Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians'? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up the rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." So, what did Pharaoh do after he had let Israel go? He did. Pharaoh broke his word, gathered the chariots and the armies, and chased after Israel to destroy them. Chariots were a mighty two-wheel vehicle pulled by horses that were used in battle, which at that day, that was a very scary sight if you saw that many chariots, that many horses, and that many people coming at you. That would be scary. What did the children of Israel do when they saw Pharaoh drawing near? They did. They cried out to the Lord, and they complained to Moses. They did the right thing in crying out to God, and then they did the wrong thing by blaming Moses. What did Moses tell Israel to do? That's correct. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In other words, to not be afraid, but trust that God should fight for them. God revealed to Moses that he would defeat the Egyptians once and for all by a miracle of divine power. Divine power indeed. Pharaoh determined to destroy Israel, but God would destroy Pharaoh's army. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night had led Israel through the wilderness to the brink of the Red Sea. The Lord led them straight to a dead end. Israel was hemmed in and trapped. They had nowhere else to go, no other way to turn. They were just stuck. They could only go back. At that time, they felt a rumbling in the ground, and that's when they saw Pharaoh's army coming towards them on the horizon. Israel, with all the soldiers flashing their sword, or the raging towards Israel with all the soldiers flashing their swords, the iron wheels of the 600 chariots of war and the hooves of the thousands of horses made the ground shake. They made Israel shake also. The people shook in fear, crying out to God. They had no chance of winning a battle against the army of Egypt. Israel thought that they had been brought to their death. They shouted at Moses, "Did you lead us out of here to trap us and kill us?" They were helpless and all seemed hopeless. But a word of hope came from Moses. "Do not fear. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you and save you from the Egyptians forever." Could they really trust that the Lord would keep his promise? They didn't think he could. It seemed so impossible. Pharaoh's chariots were the mightiest in the world. They were the tanks, the B-52s. They were the nuclear bombs of that area. Israel needed to learn to believe that God can bring salvation when it is humanly impossible to get away from those nuclear bombs or those chariots that are coming at them. When the Lord saves people, he shows them that they can't save themselves. This is very true. They came to see that their sin is like Pharaoh with his chariots. It is too mighty to defeat by human power. If salvation will come, it must be the Lord's doing. When people are brought to the end of trusting in themselves, then the Lord loves to work with his saving power to accomplish that which they cannot. It shows that he alone is God, mighty to save, faithful to keep his word, abounding in grace to do all who abiding in grace to do all who cry out to him with simple childlike faith. When we feel hopeless, where should we turn for hope? We turn to the Bible to read, and we turn to God. In what way is our sin like Pharaoh with his chariots of war? That's true. Sin is trying to destroy us at all times. What would have happened if Israel had fought Pharaoh in their own strength? It would have been completely destroyed, probably. All right. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the ones we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for all you do in our lives, Father. We thank you for these promises, these statements that you've made that have protected us, Father, and will continue to protect us as long as we depend upon you. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. And it's in Christ's name I pray.